previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Friday morning, 7:47. Guy Sebastian on Algoa FM Breakfast. It is called Love on Display with Wayne Lee and Charlie T.
And his voice is synonymous with the Premier League soccer, described as an artist and delivering an exemplary commentary in a perfect English style. But he's also a gentleman and a scholar of the game, English football commentator Martin Tyler. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning,
everybody. Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. It's an exciting time over here in England, and I'm reminding myself that I commentate for both teams on the pitch, and I'm going to sit down and do plenty of Italy homework as well today to get ready for the big day.
Yeah, so having watched the last game now, and of course we're working in a very strange time, with COVID-19, what is it like commentating and sitting in a stadium with 60,000 people, knowing that this virus is still around?
Well, I think the sport takes over the context of the where we are, and it's weird enough playing Euro 2020 and 2021.
Yeah,
we talk in England about 1966. If England were to win this, I'm not sure what we're going to call it. You know, are we going to call it the winning team of 2020
or 2021.
Or the calendar year of 2021? Yeah, that's one of the tricky things about it. Like, but thinking about the health side of it. No, I think there's a lot of vaccination done over here, and people have had to get their tickets through showing that they're COVID protected, as much as we can believe in that, and we do believe it. We believe our health secretary and our wonderful scientists that have been trying to make our lives a bit more normal. So I think on the night, it was just the joy of the occasion. The atmosphere was fantastic before the game. It wasn't just a celebration of England winning a semi-final. The joy of being out and about and being at something very special, and it was very special.
You know, the name Martin Tyler, so many people tuned in right now. We have to ask this question. No doubt you find yourself right at home behind the microphone, like us. Martin, I have to ask the question. Commentary, soccer commentary in particular, where did it all start for you? How did you get into it?
Well, I tried to be a player. I played semi-professionally. My schnitzel football, I had to find some avenue to sustain it, really, which I didn't set out to be a commentator. It just was the way it fell. I got lucky with a break back in way back in the 1970s. And I remember doing my very first game, and afterwards my producer said, that's okay, we've got another game next week. Would you like to do that? And I've been saying, you've got another game. Would you like to do that ever since, thankfully? And now they're saying we've got another game, and it happens to be the final of Euro 2020.
Non-stop.
Charlton's actually looking for a side gig as a commentator, Martin.
It's not going to work. Martin, you know when you search on Google for somebody, so I typed in your name, Martin Tyler, and then what it occasionally does as well is it will say people also searched for, you know, someone similar to you. However, in your case, it says people also searched for Britney Spears.
Well, I think that's quite normal.
I don't know what's going on there. And in this small world that we have as well, you've got family that live within our broadcast region in Claynamont, just outside of Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, Colin and Lorna Fletcher are, in a sense, although not in a legal sense, Debbie is my partner, and we're not married, but they're my parents-in-law, yeah. they run a farm in Claynamont, just outside Port Alfred, and I hope they're listening.
They are listening. Martin.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. We're positive about that. Martin, we're going to put you on the spot right now. It's a big one on Sunday. Predictions for Sunday's match. Who's going to win?
Especially Martin, because Gareth Southgate has brought new confidence back for England.
Yes, and Roberto Mancini's brought new confidence back for Italy as well. They're an amazing one. They have been beaten for almost 3 years, so England have got to do something special. I'm not a great predictor. My job is to describe it, really, and I'm working on trying to get all the knowledge that you need. It's a what-if job at the commentator. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if somebody gets a penalty? What if it's an own goal? What if it's a penalty? All these things you try and work out so you've got something relevant to say. So I just, my prediction is that it'll be a wonderful final. It's been a great tournament. You're quite right early in the conversation to highlight the pandemic and how it's been done. I mean, this is the most complicated European Championship ever, with 11 different venues in 11 different countries, and with travel being one of the hardest things to do in the world, they pulled it off somehow. It's been amazing. So, well, it'll be great. It's a thrill for people in England to see England in a final. As everybody now knows, it's not happened since 1966. Yeah. And they've never been in a European final, so they've already made history. And Gareth has rightly been given major credit for doing this. But on the day, it'll be about the players, how they handle the occasion. And if you're watching on television, it'll be about the cameramen and the match director. And there'll be a little bit involved from the commentator, but as I always say, keep the pictures up. You can always turn the sound down. You know?
No, could never do that.
No.
Magical voice.
It does. Yeah. Listen, we're looking forward to hearing that voice, the excitement on Sunday. We're looking forward to hearing the excitement from the spectators. No doubt there's going to be that stadium just going to rumble with that atmosphere. And we're looking forward to the game as well. Good luck to you, Martin, for Sunday's game. And the commentating on that game.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.